This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The International Atomic Energy Agency is considering today whether it can trust a promise from Iran. For 18 years, Iran has taken a series of steps that, according to the Bush administration, amount to a nuclear weapons program. Iran has said it only wants nuclear power for peaceful use. And last week, European nations announced that they had persuaded Iran to suspend many of its nuclear activities. That Iranian pledge is now before the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is meeting today in Vienna to decide what to do next. NPR's Mike Schuster is covering that meeting in Vienna. And Mike, this discussion, international discussion, has been going on for a couple of years with Iran. Does Iran's promise settle matters?
No, Steve, I don't think it does. There's a lack of trust all around on this. The Iranians don't trust the Europeans who they negotiated with. The Europeans don't really trust the Iranians. The United States doesn't trust the Iranians, and vice versa. But there is this agreement that was hammered out, and Iran has promised for now to suspend all of its nuclear activities related to uranium enrichment. But just yesterday, Iran asked for an exception. It said it wanted to use 24 uranium enrichment centrifuges for research purposes. The Europeans have said no, they can't do that. There's an expectation at the IAEA that Iran will nibble around the edges of this agreement, and in fact, there's a fear that they'll renege on it. And so more negotiation will be necessary.
Now, there are two different tracks here, I guess, internationally. The Europeans have been talking with the Iranians and trying to get them to agree to give up some of their nuclear activities. The United States, the Bush administration, has been trying to get this issue presented to the United Nations Security Council for tougher action, perhaps economic sanctions. Is that still likely to happen?
It's not likely to happen at this stage. The Europe-Iran agreement is a significant one, and although there will be more negotiation on it, it'll make it less likely that most nations that form the 35-nation Board of Governors of the IAEA will agree with the United States that this might go before the Security Council. In fact, it's not entirely clear at this stage that the United States, in the form of the Bush administration, will press to go before the Security Council. There's a willingness among some in the Bush administration to let this negotiation take effect and see where it goes. But the United States does want some kind of trigger mechanism in a resolution before the IAEA for automatic action if Iran does cheat. And that might be the focus of the discussion today and tomorrow at the IAEA.
So where do things go from here, Mike?
Well, there will be continued negotiations. If this issue goes smoothly through the IAEA Board of Governors meeting today and tomorrow, then next month, in December, there'll be a further round of negotiations with the Europeans to see what kind of economic incentives the Europeans are going to offer Iran. And that looks like it may be a special trade pact with Europe, the possibility of providing nuclear fuel for the eventual nuclear power plants that are built in Iran, and maybe even some kind of nuclear power plants as well.
We've been talking to NPR's Mike Schuster. He covers disarmament issues, and he's in Vienna covering an International Atomic Energy Agency board meeting on Iran. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome, Steve.